John and Hardy was still only a child. He was typing nice and ball. If he had height, y'all might have been NBA today. Instead, I watched his life fall, blowing up the spots and popping them 10 glocks. Collect the street props, split tops, didn't stop. So many men dropped, started committing murder after murder. Blasted the last nigga that tried to rip so fast, he flipped him like a burger. Slipped and became the victim of his own murder hunger. He got put 6 feet under by a small shorty that was younger. In this type of street, it's violence today happens too often. It hit me hard as hell to see my dog up in a coffin. People dropping the rose when the casket is closed. And yo, that's the name of the game out on the street, that's how it goes. They say live by the trigger, die by the trigger. It ain't about whose gun is more bigger, nigga. It's about whose draw is quicker. So to my shorty dog Puzzle and Pledgett, died at the age of 17. Brooklyn East, New York legend. But now he's long gone, so I carried on and wrote the song to keep the strong on. Me and Black are way back in childhood when we was wild hoods, running around the neighborhood and up to no good. Started hanging hard out there on the boulevard and stolen cars to put behind bars, selling drugs and pulling yards. Then my crime, he got locked up for cooking a rock up. Started bouncing uptown to stock up, my nigga straight blew the block up. Yeah, the blue and whites was on sight, running with flashlights on the double of fast mic. This when he seen his last nights out on the street, running from the heat. Got knocked and locked up from
Happy New Year!
Went down to two of those in a wardrobe of clothes. Got back on tracking, I let them whip the max in, go looking for hoes. And then another sad story is headed for me when I find out another soldier died in the territory. So in memory of my dog, I write a lyric straight, hoping melodies travel from my mind to your spirit. Hear it when I get bits for Kayvon, a pledging. Died on 104 Northern Boulevard, Corona, Queens legend. Queens legend.
Hello, hello, you are listening to Cool Like the Head. This is WMFO Medford. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbot.
Alright, we're going to be slanging some tunes for y'all tonight.
You were just listening to For the Brothers, Cool G Rap.
We're going to have some guests coming on a little later. They're a little briefly late, it's okay.
That's alright.
Don't worry about it, don't sweat it. Alright, what are you gonna kick for us next?
Got black belts.
Bump it.
Yeah. Grandmaster Quince in a minute, no need to stop now. Why ninjas always running up on me, so player watch out. Bandana tied as I'm killing the competition. Now everybody rises, I bow to my opposition. Feeling like a young Donnie Yen, the way I kick it. Chop a player in his esophagus before I flip him. Waking fire up and then all I see in my vision is light snow and kung fu class outside my window. Young player OD, dial up in meth man. While nothing but that Wu-Tang ride on the track list. Right block, spin kick, straight left, backflip. Scared so they all ran down how to pack flip. First 48, so he feel how the pack did. Room full of smoke, yin yang with the pack smell. Kamea waves in your trunk when the bass hit. Man, cause it jank, wanna mat with the black belts.
chop chopping niggas up. Foes never oppose, keep his challenges in check. Who next? Like Mike, like left, right, and roundhouse. Creep about the shadow, flow quick, the blaze swift and black belts. Chop chop them niggas up, foes never oppose, keep his challenges in check. Who next? Like Mike, like left, right, and roundhouse. Creep about the shadow, then sharpen the blade and hit the block like it have bad behavior. It be them noisy smoke through the vent in your kitchen neighbors. Roll up your savings in this Sendo Dutchess. Them none to fuck with, so don't try your lucky star. Clusters flow butter like the landing. Damn it, that's not boast or brag, just a matter of fact. Creep out the shadow, blade swift, neck slit where your chain went. The gods of the game decided your verses weren't worthy. Calling the pyramid niggas in a hurry, please, we grace these. Snare kick and chord composition, Stevie the competition. Started from keys of Elises and chord, graduated to swords and form. The whip form, the skin mask, ain't even see it coming. Heard it and started running, just as the legend told. Salute the trooper, get the final episode early. Kamea waves in the trunk when the bass hit. They mad cause they never get to hang with them black belts. Chop chop the niggas up, foes never oppose, keep his challenges in check, who next? Like Mike, like left, right, and roundhouse. Creep about the shadow, flow quick, the blaze swift and black belts. Chop, chop them niggas up, foes never oppose, keep his challenges in check, who next? Like Mike, like left, right, and roundhouse. Creep about the shadow, flow quick, the blaze swift and black belts.
Yo, side of type shit, 94, we must go to war fast, with the pen in the pad, goddamn, shine like gold rims on pathfinders, tank reclines, lamps, full of nine squares, kid.
Money clothes, designer hoes, and show shop, check it out.
Yo, waking up about 10, kid, jumping in the shower, piece about to make moves to slide like grease. What? I'm all about text, checks with no respect. Your front, I'm slamming you like the Lex. So now I'm out in the night fly, rocking that real nigga, don't die, guess down.
Draws canine,
but yo, I'm making a pit stop. Going by a box of Glocks, he roll up in your
with him. Yo, remember that kid that we vicked? He made a half a mil for real. He brought about four bricks.
Yeah, so now we connect thoughts. Meet me at the airport.
Tell Golden Arms maintain the fort. Get in touch with that West Coast Cali crab, your staff, and meet me at the bitch slab.
So word up, kid, we slid like a fat four to 12 bid and shit.
Couldn't even rest, I need the Vic.
And when I slept, I dreamed, geez, son, I need some.
Keys won't sell, call up son.
I heard Pook and Tyreek order beef over some real shit.
A fake nigga fake that they killed this clique.
Give me a minute and I'm winning.
Yo, niggas done did it.
Rock your vest,
keep your whip tinted. So now we see him up in Bojangles, strangling a 40 ounce with 10 G's worth of gold bangles.
Diamonds, what, all up in his face?
With his man's mace, medallions the size of dinner plates. Yo,
he knew we knew him, so we blew him. Took 30 G's worth of jewels off that nigga, threw him.
So now I'm lamping in my man's land.
Streets is hot like sand.
G's is rolling in my right hand.
Yeah, you know the sneeze on black. Gotta go down like that.
So long, cigars and mob hats.
94, taking niggas to war. Yo, yo, what do you believe in? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we're living in hell. What do you believe in? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we're living in hell. So what's your life?
Whatever,
what do you believe in?
don't understand how life can be so short, come so fast. Within a blink of the eye, blink of the eye, you're going, baby. Straight up, you know what I'm saying? You turn to dust, you turn to the gas.
Ass is out, son, word up.
Word up, get evaporated. Straight up, lose all your strength, nigga.
Crazy dedication, shout out. In the memory of 2 Cent, Case. Heartbroken, we soaking wet though. Keeping it real for my people.
Yeah, yo, and my physical brother, Devon, you're still in here, baby, because you're in my arms, nigga. Word up, I never let you go, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're my life charm. Word up,
real.
Keep shining.
Real, keeping it real, you know. Shout out the major niggas. Big Ron just handling the computer system. RZA, who slams bad disses for the 94.
RZA, it's my nigga, baby, yeah. Eating dinner with the big boys now. You know what I'm saying?
RZA, big booth representing the Q. You know how we do. Man, get that power, you tight. Things going, you know.
RZA.
listening to Jackie McLean's Yams.
Sweet potatoes, man.
Yeah, sweet potatoes. A lot of people don't know that sweet potatoes are also called yams. I think it's two different things. You ever read that African mythology about the lion who liked yams?
No.
I don't remember much past that. What about Anansi? You read about Anansi?
Yes, Anansi the spider was my shit in first grade. This is Whitney.
They are two different things, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the two different things, for sure. This is Sam Pirani we got in the studio with us right now, recurring recurring guest.
Glad to be back. It's been a long time, and it's nice to not be here at 1 in the morning. Although those times, you could be a little looser on the radio, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, it's still late.
It's late enough, you know?
Yeah, these people know what they expect when they tune into Cool Like the Head on WMFO Medford, you know? True. Come on. Right before this, we had a Gloria Gaynor, Never Can Say Goodbye. Now, that's a cover of the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye. I think it came out 3 years later, 72 and then 75.
Some dancing shit.
Yeah, disco, man.
Yeah.
Gloria Gaynor started disco and she ended it with I Will Survive. A lot of people rag on disco, man. I like it. It's fine.
I may do it.
Yeah. I think, I forget if it was the Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, or Never Can Say Goodbye. It might not have been Gloria Gaynor at all. But there's only been one ever disco Grammy. I think it went to Gloria Gaynor. For I Will Survive. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
I have no idea, man.
Yes. One Grammy, disco, the Grammys, to Gloria Gaynor. And then they cut the disco section. Because disco ain't get no respect.
Fucking disco. Anyway, there was a recent development with the food you're getting at the supermarket.
Well, a recent decision to make a development in 8 years.
2022, we're gonna have some good eggs.
It's not too great, honestly.
2024, Jonathan, 2024.
2024?
Yeah, it's 8 years.
Man. Hey, well, at least
we might not even be we might not even be alive in 2024. I already get cage-free eggs.
Same. The cage-free... That nice yolk color. Delicious.
It's got like nice yolks on them, man.
Yeah. You know, because those the chickens that are in the cages, every egg is a cry for help. And so that egg's not coming out good. They're pushing that out with a lot of stress. You know, it's a message in a bottle.
You gotta let them... You want good souls on the chickens, man. You want to
only gotta eat good souls.
You want all those like insect nutrients transfused into your egg.
You can taste the
from the grass-fed, free-range chickens. That's the next level.
Is there a difference between free-range and cage-free?
You just have to make sure you're not getting any of them can say cage-free when they pack them all into those like sheds.
But
you have to get
coop?
The certified humane something, yeah, in those big warehouse chicken coops. But they don't really have that much space there. You gotta get the ones that can walk around, eat some crickets or something.
I don't know if I want cricket-infused eggs. What are they giving them now? High fructose corn syrup? That's nice and sweet.
They're just giving them corn.
Corn dry.
Dry corn. But,
how does the corn feel?
It's good. I mean, I feel like they're soft babies, you know? Just mealy.
What are?
The eggs.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so that happened to math. No on the charter schools. Big no, though. I didn't expect it to be so big. Most expensive campaign on either side in Massachusetts ballot history. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Not gonna get another slot casino.
Who needs a casino? Slots,
but there's already another one going in Everett.
There's a casino going in Everett already. That'll be.
Is that just slots?
No tables. That's just gonna be old people.
just going, slots are kind of depressing. It's just like throwing your money into
a mindless machine,
a video game.
Not, it's not even though. There's no, absolutely no strategy
just
to it.
Just pushing a button.
It's just pushing. That's all it is. Is pushing a button.
Not all of them even have the levers. You know, it's satisfying. Like
you just most click. Of them, most just, of them don't have a lever. They just have a button that lights up.
Yeah, you just.
It's just a rat in a maze.
Some people are just sitting there with cards, like hundreds of dollars in this key.
I've seen over $1,000 built into a slot machine. This old lady just ready to die in that seat.
Everyone's smoking too.
Did the old lady have a cigarette?
Of course. That's the best part about going to the casino. Come on.
Gotta get a Twin Rivers for that though.
I feel like most casinos are smoking though.
Is it the crowd. Twin River or Twin Rivers?
Twin Rivers.
I was at the one in Montreal. That was no smoking.
Well, that's Canada, man. Canada's bogus.
How many casinos have you gone to?
That's it, actually.
The only casino that I've been allowed to gamble in is Twin Rivers.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
I've been in a few others, but I'm
18 plus.
Yeah. I was on a casino on a cruise. Out, you know, international waters, and they kicked me out of the casino. Bogus. You should be able to do whatever you want on international waters. Oh, and, you know, weed's legal, but.
Yeah.
Country's going to shit there.
Anyway, let's listen to some Nina Simone. Fade me.
Sitting here waiting for you to come home and turn me on.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy. Dangerous.
Stinks. In one word, would I use dope? Nope. These kids are right. Drugs will hurt your mind, your body, and your life. Hi, I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment. And I've got a hit idea for the new fall season. Don't do drugs.
There's no hope with dope. sidewalks and beg bread.
No, they can't, and you know that they won't.
Such a sin. Not one of my seeds shall sit in the sidewalk and beg your bread.
No, they can't, and you know that they won't.
And verily, verily,
baby, your light is out. Where roses grew, though I I dream in vain.
And then when I picked up the dead mouse in my shovel, I bent over to look at it, and the string of my hat connected with the mouse and formed some type of connection, attraction, static electricity thing. And then when I lifted my head back up, the mouse was still attached to the string. It was a horrifying experience.
How old were you?
This was this summer.
Oh, so that must have been very traumatic.
It was pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
So the mouse is just kind of sticking on.
It was just like stuck to the string somehow, like the cord of my hat, and I had to like, it didn't want to come off. I had to use like my shovel again.
Yeah, mice are kind of nasty. I had a mouse problem in my house.
Yeah,
got pockets full of cheese, man.
About a year and a half ago, I found two mice under a cabin, and I spent a few days trying to nurse them back to health. Two little baby mice that were like curled up, hadn't even opened their eyes yet. But then I found out that feeding them cow milk actually gives them a lot of gas, and it inflates their internal organs, and like is just a, you know, this is still a little raw for me to talk about. I ended up just putting them in the woods and to let nature take care of.
Once at my grandma's house,
yeah,
we had just arrived, and I went to go set up my bed, and somehow there was a picture had fallen off a shelf, and the frame was flat on the floor, and when I went to go pick that up, there was a dead mouse under the picture frame. So I don't know if this mouse crawled under there and then died, or if somehow the picture fell on the mouse and then he was trapped under the frame until he died.
I don't know. Either way, I think it's
pretty bad.
Either way, I think it's bad.
It was shocking. That was shocking, honestly.
Yeah.
I did not sleep well that night.
That's a middle finger from the universe right in your face.
Some demons and shit right there.
Mm. I liked that little little burst of sax. All right, it's 11:41. Just about to be Friday.
Time is flying by.
Time is whipping, man. Always, it only gets faster as you get older. You're listening to Cool Like the Head. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbode.
And we've had our host, Sam Pirani, with us. We'll be on for another 20 minutes or so, so stay tuned and keep your ears perky.
Moonlight in Vermont. I see fingerwaves. Ski trail. On a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. In this romantic setting, are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, wobbling up a meadow.
they sing down the highway and traveled each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the
while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Hey, Jack, listen, tell me, Jack, when did you first become, well, develop this theory?
Well, I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love. Yes, a profound sense of fatigue, feeling of emptiness followed. Luckily, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. Loss of essence. I can assure you it has not recurred, Mandrake. Women sense my power. They seek the life essence. I do not avoid women, Mandrake. Yeah. But I do deny them my essence.
Yes.
Waiting for the summer
at the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake, he's old. And his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest.
Grief-stricken.
The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us.
Well, sir, then, when they go down into the mine, everyone will still be alive. There will be no shocking memories. And the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind, combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
He took a face from the ancient gallery, and he walked on down the hall.
Doctor, you mentioned the ratio of 10 women to each man. Wouldn't that necessitate the abandonment of the so-called monogamous sexual relationship? I mean, as far as men were concerned.
Regrettably, yes. But it is, you know, a sacrifice required for the future of the human race. I hasten to add that since each man will be required to do prodigious service along these lines, the women will have to be selected for their sexual characteristics, which will have to be of a highly stimulating nature.
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
I think we ought to look at this from a military point of view. I mean, supposing the Ruskies stashed away some big mines, and then we didn't. When they come out in 100 years, they could take over.
I agree, Mr. President. In fact, they might even try an immediate sneak attack so they could take over our mineshaft space.
Yeah, I think it'd be extremely naive to imagine that these new developments are going to cause any change in Soviet expansionist policy. I mean, we must be increasingly on the alert to prevent them from taking over other mineshaft space in order to breed more prodigiously than we do, thus knocking us out through superior numbers when we emerge. Mr. President, we must not allow a mineshaft gap.
Sir, I have a plan. Monsieur! Take a chance. I can walk!
Again. Just like those that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know where, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
You've been listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Bobby Familiar.
Yeah, I'm Jonathan Carbo. Thanks for coming on the show, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's been great. Yeah, it's been a real pleasant evening. We got 4 more minutes to tuck y'all into bed. Have a great Veterans Day. And sleep tight, babies.
Mwah. Good night.
Friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Johnny Food Man. Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for